Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about the Tale of Two Minnesotas.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be the metro and the rural.
Right. And a lot of times we talk about the differences between metro and rural Minnesota based on the economy and
sure.
demographics and, you know, and all those rather cold statistics. But we also find that there's actually like a cultural difference between the two different areas of the state.
I think you're right, and some of that is borne out by some of the recent political activity up at the state legislature.
Right, right. One of the things that illustrates that is the gun debate that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much along party lines, but it's also very much a metro, suburban-urban versus rural type of issue.
So when you say there's a difference between the metro area and outstate Minnesota, is it more common for outstate Minnesota legislators to vote for less gun control measures, more access to guns, that kind of thing?
That seems to be the way it's going. It's not completely cut and dried like some issues, but the rural legislators do tend to be more on the side of less control. There was an article in some of the papers a few weeks ago about how rural Democratic legislators were going to be the deciding factor in this. And, of course, this is a hot issue, but it's also an interesting tippy issue.
So do the rural legislators kind of tip the balance then when you combine the perhaps more conservative metro area legislators and the Democratic rural legislators who would perhaps tend to vote for less gun control?
Right. Gun control issues tend to be more a party issue.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more Democrats
right now.
With the majority. But rural Democrats, they're a bit of a wild card. And
right.
So are they going to go with the party or are they going to go with their region's sentiments on how this issue could go? And so that's kind of shows how that cultural difference is going to play a factor in this. The other big issue that has shown up recently was the marriage amendment last November.
Right.
When you look at a map of how the populations of the various counties voted, and you put the counties where the majority voted no in one color and the counties where the majority voted yes in another color, it's quite dramatic. You see the no votes voting against the amendment are very much clustered in the metro area, and the whole rest of the state is basically a yes vote for the amendment. But there is a larger population of individuals. We don't pass things by counties. We pass
right.
things by one person, one vote. It's not the same as the metro area. It's a different culture.
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely some cultural differences. And well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.